hello everyone, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That tune that's playing now is called Back Porch Bluegrass, and that was written in the early 1970s and recorded in Sydney, Australia. Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, Paul Trenwith on banjo, Colin Watson on guitar, Alan James on bass, and we had a lot of fun doing it. Let's listen to some Doyle Lawson. We finished last week's show with Doyle, and we'll start this week's show with Doyle. He does a great job on this tune, old Marty Robbins one, Call Me Up and I'll Come Calling On You.
When you're all alone in blue and you don't know what to do, call me up and I'll come calling on you. When you're all alone at home and no one calls you on the phone, call me up and I'll come calling on you. When there's teardrops big and round in your eyes so big and brown, and your little old heart's about to break in two, well I know you know me, know that they know I'm in love with you. Call me up and I'll come calling on you. Call me up and I'll come calling on you. When your love affair goes wrong, come on back where you belong. Call me up and I'll come calling on you. Give me just a half a chance, let me save our old romance. To be the one, there's nothing I won't do. Well, I'm for you, for me, forevermore, I'm in love with you. Call me up and I'll come calling on you. Let me save our old romance. To be the one, there's nothing I won't do. Well, I'm for you, for me, forevermore, I'm in love with you. Call me up and I'll come calling on you.
Isn't that a great song? Oh, it's got lots of bounce to it. I've never heard Marty Robbins do it, but I would quite like to. Bluegrass music and country music have always been intertwined, especially from the early days. And here's a great songwriter and performer from the early days, Jim Eanes, with a lovely, relaxed voice. This is a song that you might have heard Ricky Skaggs doing a couple of decades ago. Ricky did it as a great sort of country bluegrass mixture. Jim Eanes doing it just as he wrote it. It's a song called I Wouldn't Change You If I Could.
Wouldn't change a single thing about you if I could. The way you are just suits me to a T. A princess in a storybook, a queen upon her throne. That's what you are and you belong to me. I wouldn't change you if I could. I love you as you are. You're all that I could wish for if I wished upon a star. An angel sent from heaven, you're everything that's good. You're perfect just the way you are. I wouldn't change you if I could. Your tender smile, I'd leave them as they are. And come what may, I'd love you just the same. And if I were a potter and you a piece of clay, the only thing I'd change would be your name. I wouldn't change you if I could. I love you as you are. You're all that I could wish for if I wished upon a star. An angel sent from heaven, you're everything that's good. You're perfect just the way you are. I wouldn't change you if I could.
Oh, is that country music or is it bluegrass? I didn't do my research on that, and I should find out who the banjo player and the fiddle player were, because they did a great job, and Jim Eanes has an excellent voice, doesn't he? Well, a big influence on my early days of bluegrass music was the Dillards. We first got an album called Live Almost, and that was closely followed by Back Porch Bluegrass, and then closely followed by Picking and Fiddling with Byron Bell. And by then we were very confirmed Dillards fans, and I just managed to borrow one of my CDs back from my son Sam, and it's a CD entitled The Dillards, Let the Music Flow, the best of 1963 to 79. It's got some great material on it. When they sort of changed from a straightforward bluegrass band to a more progressive bluegrass band, and to be honest, I liked both phases, and we borrowed songs very heavily from their early stuff as well as from their middle years. Anyway, I'm going to play you two tracks from that album now. First one is the classic Old Home Place, written by Mitch Jane, the bass player, and Dean Webb, the mandolin player. This has been a classic tune, particularly when you hear J.D. Crowe's version of it, and the Bluegrass Album Band. They have done five versions of this song. And that's going to be followed by a tune called Hey Boys, which is written by Rodney Dillard and Mitch Jane and Herb Peterson and Dean Webb. All four of them contributed to the song Hey Boys. We love the song Hey Boys too. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band did a version of that. I think you're going to enjoy listening to the Dillards. Two tracks, just 6 years between them, but quite big changes in the sound. Herb Peterson replaced Doug Dillard about 1968. And at first I thought that was going to be terrible, but I've loved Herb Peterson's music ever since. Here's two classic tracks from the Dillards, starting with Old Home Place.
Thank you. Merrimack, watched in the river when the water ran clean. Waited for the day I could buy me a Cadillac and see a lot of things that I never have seen. Went to the city and I got a little older and I got a little smarter and I learned good sense. Went back home and I married me a woman, got a cornland bottom and a barbed wire fence.
Hey boys, you think I'm getting old, sitting by the fire when the weather gets cold, don't care. Down around the farm,
and another little drink won't do us any harm.
With the news in the wintertime, sitting on a barrel in the country store.
Hey boys, I think I'm getting old, sitting by the fire when the weather gets cold, don't care. Down around the farm,
and another little drink won't do us any harm.
Fight about religion and worry about war. I'll sit a-spittin' in the fireplace and pour a little cider when your throat gets sore.
Hey boys, I think I'm getting old, sitting by the fire when the weather gets cold, don't care. Down around the farm,
and another little taste won't do us any harm.
Getting old. Oh, it was so good hearing that again. What a great band they were, and what an excellent song that is. I think that was Herb Peterson singing lead, and he fitted in really well with the Dillards, I have to admit that. Their harmonies were great. In fact, the story is that Dean Webb taught the Birds the harmonies for Mr. Tambourine Man. And when you listen to Mr. Tambourine Man and listen to the Dillards, you can think, distinct similarities in the harmony structure and their approach to getting the notes. They all sort of knocked around together, those guys in the 60s over on the West Coast there. Ah, while we're on the West Coast, we'll have some for the Kathy Kellick Band. I loved this band when I saw them at one of the Grass Valley festivals that I went to, a Father's Day festival in Northern California, and they're a fun band to watch. And here they are doing a song called Bird, written by leader, songwriter, guitarist, and usually lead vocalist, Kathy Kellick, with some excellent dobro work by Greg Booth.
A bird lay on the windowsill with a broken wing, but its heart beat still and its black beat eye had a look to kill. I was afraid to reach out my hand, 'cause I've been hurt by a bird before. Even if it's hurt, it can still make war with its razor beak. It can leave deep scars, but I still reach out my hand, because a mighty heart lifts that feathered breast. One broken dream shouldn't end the rest, and my own blind fear can't stop this fool again. I can still reach out my hand. Birds the same or just looks alike with a different name. I just recognize the look of pain find this wounded bird again. So maybe if I wear thick gloves, maybe if my heart is filled with love, wonder what it is I'm so scared of, looking at this wounded bird. Because a mighty heart lifts that feathered breast, and one broken dream shouldn't end the rest. And my own blind fear can't stop this fool again. I can still reach out my hand. This time I'll be a wiser fool. The deep blue sky is an endless pool filled with possibilities. Because a mighty heart lifts that feathered breast, and one broken dream shouldn't end the rest. And my own blind fear can't stop this fool again.
Kathy Kellick Band, that was Kathy Kellick on the guitar, Andy Staniak on fiddle, Dan Booth on acoustic bass, Greg Booth on dobro and banjo, and Tom Beckety on the mandolin. They all sing at different times, and a great fun band to watch in action. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, playing you some of the music from my shelves that I love to play and love to listen to. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you're ever in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this program comes from, go and see the people at Shearer's. They've got a wonderful big music shop there. All the assistants are musicians, so when you go in and want to find out about something, they're the people to go and talk to. They'll help you and buy guitar, banjo, mandolin, fiddle, keyboard, drums, accessories, manuscript, all that sort of stuff. A wonderful job there. I really enjoy the fact that Shearer's supporting the radio show. I bought my first banjo from there in 1965. They've shifted to a few different locations in the intervening years, but they're still a great music shop. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear something from Hidehead Blues. Jim Mills is a fine banjo player and an expert on the classic old Gibson banjos. And here he is doing a tune called Black Mountain Blues. If you're a guitar player, you know it as Black Mountain Rag, but he's doing this in detuning. He's got some real good help. He's playing banjo, Barry Bales on bass, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Dan Tominski on guitar, and Adam Steffi on mandolin. What a guitar, what a lineup of musicians there. And here's a fine version on an old RB75 banjo, and it's called Black Mountain Blues. Let's listen. Thank you. great picking, and the whole album is dedicated to playing some of these great old Gibson banjos and getting the best tone out of them possible and finding a tune that really suits them. And it's a great album to listen to if you're a banjo fan. Sean Lane, I was a singer guitarist that I first heard with Doyle Lawson at a bluegrass festival down in Georgia. It was a Lewis family festival in Lincolnton, Georgia, and it was 1990 was the year, and Sean Lane was a fairly nervous young guitar picker with Doyle Lawson's band, and he's doing a fine job, lovely tenor voice. And then I next saw him with Ricky Skaggs in the mid-1990s when they visited New Zealand. By now, Sean Lane was playing some mandolin and some guitar with Ricky Skaggs and doing some tenor vocals. And I've sort of followed his work then with Blue Highway, and he does some great songs and has a lovely, lovely voice and a lovely style. He put out an album of his own, Mountain Songs, it's called, and the thing that I really enjoy about it, he's got his family members on it. The musicians and singers on the record are Chad Lane, who also does vocals, Barry Bales on bass, Grayson Lane plays mandolin, and then there's Marcus Smith plays bass, Rob Ikes plays dobro, Garrett Lane plays some mandolin, Patton Wages is a man who plays a banjo, Jimmy Stewart plays a dobro, Gracie Lane does some vocals too, and Josh Miller also does some banjos. It's a real mixture on the album, and there's some wonderful songs on here. I'm going to start off with a first one called It's Time to Roll, and Sean is playing guitar doing the lead vocals, and you got Jimmy on dobro, Barry on bass, Grayson Lane on mandolin, and Chad Lane on tenor vocal. Oh, I love to hear those families singing together. Here's Sean Lane now.
Well, he taught me how to wonder what it's like all down the road. When it came down to me and him, I was only 10 years old. We were always moving, just like a strong gulf wind. I could feel those forts coming, and we'd be on the road again. It's time to roll. Let's hit the floor and go. It's time to roll. There's coffee on the stove. We can't stay here any longer. This place is getting old and it's time to roll. Guitar and a bottle, many a mile ago. He took me some places a young boy probably shouldn't go. But I never did go hungry, and I was never left behind. Back then I dream of slowing down, but now I change my mind. It's time to roll. Let's hit the floor and go. It's time to roll. There's coffee on the stove. We can't stay here any longer. This place is getting old, and it's time to roll. Me, I still hear him in my head. Cause when it came, it's time to go. This is what he said. It's time to roll. Let's hit the floor and go. It's time to roll. There's coffee on the stove. I can't stay here any longer. This place is getting old and it's time to roll.
That was Sean Lane. Let's listen to the Kathy Kallick Band again with a great old song, Precious Memories. I love their version of this.
Precious Memories. but my soul.
Of that song, Precious Memories by the Kathy Kallick Band. I think that's how I'd do it if I could get together a lineup like that, and if I could play the Dobro as well as Greg Booth does. It's a pleasure to listen to, believe me. Oh, I've been, what's they call it? Binge watching some episodes of the Beverly Hillbillies TV show. I've got the new program installed in my TV set where you can watch all the stuff that's on Prime or video or Netflix or those sorts of things. And one of them is early episodes of the Beverly Hillbillies TV show. And that was the show that set me off on my banjo playing. And I'd never actually saw the first few shows. So it was really good seeing them and They're definitely very funny, but quite dated and that. And I watched last night an episode with Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt on it, where they come and visit the Clampets. And it's great to see them acting and playing live. And it was really good fun watching it. And so I found the Earls of Leicester in my shelves, and are playing a song that I've never actually heard Flatt and Scruggs do. Obviously, the Earls of Leicester say they did it. It could have been on the Carter Family album that I never managed to get hold of. And it's an old song that I heard the Stanley Brothers do, though, written by or assembled by A.P. Carter, and it's called The Wandering Boy. Here's the Earls of Leicester in a tribute to Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys.
Now out in the cold world and far away from home, some mother's boy is wandering all alone. No one to guide him or keep his footsteps right. Some mother's boy is lonely tonight. Oh, bring back to me my wandering boy. There is no other left to give me joy. Just tell him his mother with faded cheeks and hair. She's at the old home and waiting him there. It's a vacant chair and an old pair of shoes that once he did wear. Empty's the cradle that once he loved so well. How I miss him, there's no one can tell. Oh, bring back to me my wandering boy. There is no other left to give me joy. Just tell him his mother with faded cheeks and hair. She's at the old home waiting him there. Search till you find him and bring him back to me. Far, far away, wherever he may be. Just tell him his mother with faded cheeks and hair. She's at the old home waiting him there. Oh, bring back to me my wandering boy. There is no other left to give me joy. Just tell him his mother with faded cheeks and hair. She's at the old home.
Oh, some great bluegrass there from the Flatt and Scruggs tribute band, and they do a great job on that sort of stuff. And I will continue my binge watching on the Beverly Hillbillies shows. Some real great ones there, and the whole concept is really crazy. In 1970, we were fortunate enough to have Bill Clifton come out for a banjo pickers convention, a big folk music banjo oriented folk festival in Hamilton, New Zealand. That's right in this very city, folks. And it was the fourth of these banjo pickers conventions and the last, and Bill Clifton was the guest, and Hamilton County Bluegrass Band got to play with Bill in the concerts. And Bill also did a tour around New Zealand playing at the various folk clubs, accompanying himself on guitar and auto harp, his main instruments, and quite often playing with other musicians in the places that he visited. But we did an album together, Bill Clifton and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, called Two Shades of Bluegrass, and we recorded it over two nights, and it was a lot of fun working with Bill. He's a wonderful gentleman, and still alive. And We made good friends with him and subsequently visited him over the years in England and back in the USA where he is living now. And I'm going to play a track off that album. Jordan is a hard road to travel. I remember Tex Logan doing a great version of this song. And Bill, of course, always did nice versions of everything that he did. And we did our best to accompany him in the style most appropriate to it. So here is Bill Clifton, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, from 1970, Jordan and a Hard Road to Travel, I believe.
I'm gonna sing you a brand new song. It's all the truth for certain. If you care to live high, then we can get by and get on the other side of Jordan. Ho! Pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Jordan is a hard road to travel. Ho! Pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. Public schools and the highways are raising quite an alarm. Get a country man educated just a little and he ain't gonna work on the farm. Hope pull off your overcoat, roll up your sleeves. Jordan is a hard road to travel. Hope pull off your overcoat, roll up your sleeves. Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. I believe I'm right. The autos ruin the country. Let's go back to the horse and buggy and try to save some money. Oh, pull off your overcoat, roll up your sleeves. Jordan is a hard road to travel. Oh, pull off your overcoat, roll up your sleeves. Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. Rain 40 nights and it rained in the Allegheny Mountains. It rained 40 horses and a Dominica mule and it landed on the other side of Jordan. Ho, pull off your overcoat, roll up your sleeves. Jordan is a hard road to travel. Pull off your overcoat, roll up your sleeves. Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe.
Oh, that was a lot of fun, believe me. The clawhammer banjo was played by our guitar player, Alan Rhodes, who was a good clawhammer banjo player, and I was terrible at doing clawhammer. So I did the three-finger picking solo. Fiddle was by Colleen Bain, General David Calder on mandolin, Lindsay Bedoni on bass, and, of course, Bill Clifton doing the lead vocals there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. This is me playing the music that's lined up on my shelves. I've got lots of shelves of CDs and vinyl albums. Not playing any vinyl today, though. I'll have to play some. Played some last week. I have to play some next week, too. And I just really love bluegrass music. I've been playing it for 60 years, near enough, and loving it. I tell you, it's good music. I'd like to do a big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. Thank you very much for going to the trouble of tuning in. I really appreciate that. You might be listening on Podbean or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Free FM, Spotify, a whole bunch of ways that you can get the program. And I really appreciate that you go to the effort to do that. Also, the people listening on Access Radio stations, starting Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, Access Radio stations in Canada, and Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand. This program is first aired at 10 o'clock on Tuesday nights, and in Hamilton from Free FM 89.0, and after that it goes around a whole bunch of different stations. You could actually, I've worked out, you could actually listen earlier if you live in the west coast of the USA, and you can actually listen to it early in the morning on Tuesday. Well, it is your morning anyway, but it comes out our nighttime Tuesday night. And thank you very much for tuning in. And it's me just playing the music I like to hear. And here is Sean Lane again, who's one of the people I like to hear, playing Mountain Songs of Yesterday.
Ones that wrote these mountain songs made their loves, but they gone home. Plowing through this rocky ground, wasn't much to smile about, but they all would smile when they played mountain songs of yesterday. May they live forever, dear Lord, I pray. Mountain songs of yesterday, mountain songs of yesterday. Time seemed to linger on. One fiddle tune and they'd be gone. Dancing on the hardwood floor. Songs brought peace when life brought war. And they all would smile when they played mountain songs of yesterday. May they live forever, dear Lord, I pray. Yesterday, mountain songs of yesterday, mountain songs of yesterday, mountain songs of yesterday.
Sean Lane, Mountain Songs of Yesterday. Another group I love from the early days, right from when I first heard them. Country Gentlemen from Washington, D.C. And John Duffy was a musical force to be reckoned with. He did wonderful versions of all sorts of old songs and new songs. No matter what he did, he managed to make it sound special. And here he is with the early Country Gentlemen, John Duffy, Eddie Adcock, Charlie Waller, and Tom Gray on bass, doing Poor Alan Smith.
Have a sheep found, shot through the heart, lying cold on the ground. Her claws were scattered and thrown on the ground. The blood marks the spot where poor Ellen was found. They picked up their rifles and hunted me down. They found me loafing all around the town. They picked up her body and carried it away, and now she is sleeping in some lonesome old grave. I got a letter yesterday, I read it today. The flowers on her grave have all faded away. Someday I'll go home and say when I go, on poor Ellen's grave pretty flowers I'll stow. I've been in this prison for 20 long years. Each night I see Ellen through my bitter tears.
told me that soon I'll be free to go to her grave neath that old willow tree. My days in this prison are ending at last. I'll never be free from the sins of my past. Smith, how was she found? Shot through the heart, left cold on the ground.
Oh, he has an approach all of his own and a wonderful voice for it. Time for a gospel song. And I've got a band here called The Churchmen. And bunch of boys from North Carolina, and they all look to be in about their 30s, and they do some great bluegrass music. We got to hear a song called Back to the Cross. David Guthrie on high lead vocal and guitar, Gerald Harbour on low tenor vocal and mandolin, Keith Clark on baritone vocal and bass fiddle, and they've supplemented the band with Tim Smith on fiddle and Dale Perry on banjo. He's a man that played bass for Dawn Lawson, sang bass for him on a long time, and also played banjo, and he produced this album, which is probably one of the reasons why it sounds so good. Here is a classic song, Back to the Cross, The Churchmen.
I'm out on the sea filled with sorrow, tossed like a ship to and fro. I'm seeking the help of my Savior. By the way of the cross I must go.
Back to the cross and to Jesus. Back to the cross I am called. I've drifted too far and I wander from the Savior that once was my all.
The joys of this life are too fleeting, and I'm lifting troubles along. I've lost the touch of His presence. I've drifted too far from home.
Back to the cross and to Jesus. Back to the cross I am called. I've drifted too far and I'm wandered from the Savior that once was my all.
Cross and home.
Back to the cross and to Jesus. Back to the cross I am called. I've drifted too far and I've wandered from the Savior that once was my all. From the Savior that once was my all.
The Churchmen, some great songs there, and a lovely sound. Hasn't he got a lovely clear tenor voice, the lead vocalist? Well, the next track is sort of what happens when you've got a bunch of session musicians together for a project, and they muck around in the studio. I suspect that's exactly how this came out. It's from the album Dolly Parton, Little Sparrow, which is really a lovely acoustic bluegrassy album of some special songs. But this is really an instrumental with a vocal refrain. The musicians are Brian Sutton on guitar, Jerry Douglas on resophonic guitar, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Chris Thiele on mandolin, Jim Mills on banjo, we heard him not long ago, and Barry Bales on bass, another familiar name on this program. And of course, you've got Dolly Parton doing the lead vocal, and here is a very unlikely song, and it sounds just great. Let me find out where it is listed. It's called I Get a Kick Out of You. They had a whole lot of fun doing that. It was probably fairly impromptu. Well, you've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Thank you very much for tuning in. It's time for us to finish up, and we'll take it out with the Spinney Brothers, a fine band, and here is their tune called Dig It in the Ground. Tune in again next week if you can. I really enjoy having your company. Bye.
In a little sleepy hollow, way back in the hills, there used to be a little country town. There lived the finest people that you never hoped to see, till they started digging in the ground. When they started digging in the ground, there were shady rows of maple trees and green mountainsides before they changed the mountains all around. Now the land is scarred and battered and the shade trees have died. I'm ashamed to even call it my hometown since they started digging in the ground.